This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike.
Yeah?
Mike Bell.
Yeah, Carl down there at State Farm. He's on TV tonight, by the way, with the Hawks game.
Mike, we're going to win this game on Sunday.
Hey, I'm betting the over. I may bet the game itself. I might actually be laying the points. But people are, by the way, on the text line. I don't know if you've got access to it. Tell Carl, stop. 2015, we start 5-0, and Carl goes, I'm starting to look ahead. And then we wobbled, okay?
We did. We fell apart.
Yeah, we lost to
I blame Dan Quinn.
We lost to the Saints, and we beat Tennessee. then the wheels fell off. And then we actually had a game where the center snapped the ball into his own nuts. It actually did happen. So, yeah, I'm just saying, I appreciate your enthusiasms. As Al Capone said, a man should have enthusiasms. But let's temper it until we see it. And, we get
Cowboys
to 6-3.
Are not good.
I know.
It's not coming from me. It came from two independent reports from Dallas.
No, two guys. Again, Fisher, Bobby Belt, both saying this team has got fundamental flaws that play perfectly into the Falcons' game plan.
Yes, they do. All right, I feel much better about where we're headed for Sunday. Deshaun, I hear you, man. I see you on Twitter. We call it Twitter, not X, still, guys. It's Put 'em Up, C. Dukes, and Mike Bell, ATL. Follow us. We'd love to hear from you as we continue to talk about this matchup Sunday. We are also going to dive into here along the way as we continue our conversation about, you know, Georgia here in a few minutes, Mike. And listen, speaking of dominating, Georgia's a 14.5-point favorite. It's 15, you know, some places you look. That's two touchdowns. I don't care what you're talking about in a rivalry game. That's a big number.
Right.
But remember, Georgia went on the road and were underdogs at Texas and handled business. And I don't want to say shocked the world because, right, hell, they're the premier program. I told you guys all the pressure was on Texas, but delivered. And now, you know, they're back in familiar territory where, Mike, they're going into a game where they are the favorite. Florida, you know, is struggling with some areas, but I do think they're playing better. And yesterday we had a great report about what's going on down there with Billy Napier and company. I just want to point this out real quick before we dive in. Florida was the dominant program for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And Spurrier leaves to go to the NFL. Mistake. And whether you guys realize this or not, the Gators are on their sixth head coach,
right,
since he left. That's more than Vandy, which most people think Vandy sucks and they're never any good, and that's more than Auburn. That's how bad it's been at Florida to figure out who's that next guy that's going to take the program and elevate it, Mike. And right, now we find a guy who may be, you know, fighting for his job in Billy Napier. Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see how the tide has turned. And again, if the dogs blow doors tomorrow, it's just another example of how different these programs are.
Right. The only, I guess blemish as far as Kirby's record is that 2020 game with the turnovers and things just went kind of haywire in that one. But yeah, it's funny, I found some old photos because, you know, on your social media, you get this photo pops up.
Down in Florida?
Yep. So I just posted it at Mike Bell ATL on his Twitter when it was called X. First Georgia game I ever went to in Florida, the cocktail party, Bill Goldberg. I was down, you know, on the sideline pass. Goldberg is at the height of his, you know, WC, and he leads them out. He bleeds Georgia out of the tunnel, and Spurrier smacks Don 38-7. Remember, we were joking around with Bill about that. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh yeah,
Bill's like, that'll never happen again for me. And then I've had a bunch. We used to do the show down there at the old Hooters back in the day, in the old days of the Landing. I think the first six Georgia-Florida games I went to, Georgia lost all six. So you said it. Teams get on runs. Vince Dooley owned the Gators. Spurrier owned Georgia. And then now it looks like Kirby's got things cooking. Rick did not have a great record against Spurrier. And then later on, Urban. Even Zook beat him. You know, which drove some Georgia fans nuts.
Yeah, it's just, but this is where the two programs are right now, and this is why Georgia's favorite, and Georgia still is in contention for another national championship. While we're talking about it, let's talk some dogs. The biggest thing that concerns me is Lagway, the quarterback, has shown the ability to make big plays. Now, Georgia didn't give up really any big explosive plays against Texas. I don't expect him to do that in this game. But a reminder for dog fans, he was 7 of 14, 259 yards with 5 completions for more than 40 yards in a 48-20 victory against Kentucky. Now, you say it's Kentucky. I hear you. But remember how the Dogs struggled, you know, when they went up there and played. This is neutral site. It's different. The season has moved on. But, Mike, if I'm scared of anything, I know this kid can at least make big plays. And if the Dogs give up a few of those, this could get interesting.
Right. I just think Georgia's going to throw some looks at DJ Lagway that he hasn't seen. I think that, and again, you know me, I'll get back to it. Run the damn ball, Bobo. Let's get Trevor Etienne in the rhythm. Play action opens things up. And then Carson Beck, just, you know, again, give me 4 great quarters, Carson Beck, where there's not moments where we're going, what are you doing? What? You know, what are you doing? And that's all I want to see. I think this game's going to go over. I think Georgia's going to win, going to cover the spread. I think that, you know, like most of these games at Georgia-Florida, Florida will give you a punch or two. You know, they'll have some things, some new wrinkles, some unscouted looks, as the phrase goes, but then maybe that hits. But then Georgia just, you know, just powers them over with the depth that they've been able to, even in the era of the transfer portal, that they've got over Billy Napier right now.
It is Jacksonville. Anything weird happen? We've seen some weirdness.
Yeah, oh yeah, we've seen some. I mean, there was a time where Mark, I remember, you remember, Carl, I know Oren remembers. Yeah, we're going to throw a curveball. We're going to start Futon Butter.
Oh, jeez, terrible.
Fountain Bout, was it Futon? I called him Futon Butter.
Futon Bouter.
Futon Bouter, that's right.
Futon Bouter.
That was the
stupidest game plans in the history of Georgia football.
Not just that, Mike. He threw it 20 times in that game.
Yeah,
he
it was ridiculous.
Threw it 20 times.
I think that's the first time Carl ever used the phrase, runs like a deer, throws like a deer.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Right. Now, listen, Kirby's not going to make any silly personnel moves like that.
No.
That's just not how he's made. But we've seen craziness happen in this game. That could come into play. I only throw that out there because weird things happen in Florida. We know that. Florida man, we know how these headlines start.
Right.
But outside of something like that, I do expect the Dogs to handle their business.
And I just think, you know, Trevor Etienne, it's the reason that, you know, he transferred out. He was upset that he wasn't playing in big games and big moments at Florida. Well, here's a big game. You stick it to them on your way to hopefully a national championship with the Dogs. I want to see him be a big part of the plan.
Yeah, this stretch for Florida, by the way, Napier takes over. It's one of the worst in Florida history. I mean, they're 15-17, Mike, under Napier. This is why people are talking about, you know, his job being in jeopardy. And then, you know, you lose your home opener by 24. You lose to A&M. We talked about it. They got the toughest schedule. And that's why, to be honest with you, I almost think if they keep it close, it's a win for Napier. If he gets blown out again in this rivalry game, it just speaks to where they are and where this season has been. When you're playing teams that are over 500 or vying for an SEC championship like Texas A&M is or Miami in the ACC, you just see the difference in the talent level. So I actually think if they keep it within 14, 10 points, Mike, it's sort of a win for Florida. And I know Florida fans don't want to hear that, but that's how I'm thinking about this.
Well, I mean, you know, you got a brutal schedule. And there's, I mean, you look at Florida's schedule, you go, my God, where are they going to find a win? You know, down the stretch, you know, other than Florida State, by the way, for the first time in 50 years.
That's true. They will be.
I mean,
Florida
you realize State. This is history. This is the worst FSU season in 50 years. But yeah, if you look at the schedule for the Gators, yeah, they've certainly, it's hard to find a bunch of dubs anywhere soon other than, you know, that game against the Seminoles, which this year is at Doak. But yeah, it's Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and the Noles, you know, after they play Georgia. So good luck with that. Unless, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You grease Florida State, and he's got some big-time leads on early recruiting. Remember, early signing period. Maybe there's some the same guys are upset that Mullen couldn't hit the recruiting trail anymore.
Right.
We'll be just enamored. You can't fire Napier. He's got Billy Joe, who's so-and-so from Muscle Shoals, and he's coming. So maybe that'll be something that saves him. You know, who knows?
Coming up, we've got to get to our picks. Oh, it's getting interesting, guys. 13-10. That's me. Chris is 12-11. Oren is 12-11. Mike's 11-12.
I got to protest this, okay? I was under the influence of a lot of substances on Friday down in Tampa Bay.
Yes, you were.
To this day, I don't even know who the other teams were I picked. I know I took the Falcons.
You just yelled you out
want,
Bears.
Do you want us to replay Bears. It for you?
No, we don't want to do that. I did go to the orthopedist. She said, you know, that's about the deepest bruise I've ever seen without breaking someone's ankle. So I had that going for me jumping out of the boat.
It did look nasty. Mike showed me what happened after they ran that boat up to the beach there.
Get an attorney. They got to get that flotsam and jetsam off the beach that I stepped on. Anyway.
All right, we're going to get to our picks. Also, you'll hear from Bryant McFadden coming up. Our interview with Kirk Cousins is on the way as well as we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour and talk more Falcons and Cowboys. It's a big Friday show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. It is time for the picks of the week. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's get you caught up on where we're at and what's going on, because this thing is fun, number one. It's close. That's good. And nobody is quite out of it yet. So after last week, the results, I'm at 13-10. Chris is at 12-11. That's Turtle. Oren Big O is 12-11 as well. And Mike is 11-12 as he has a official dispute in about how he picked his picks last week. Now, with that said, Mike, we'll start with you at 11-12. This thing could go either way. And here's why this is going to be fun over the next 4 or 5 weeks, because all it takes is one bad weekend, guys, and somebody's going to be potentially out of this thing. But nobody's going to get canceled simply because, when I say that, if you're 10 games under, right, Mike?
Right. You're out.
You're out. And that's not happening right now with us. All right, Mike, what do you like? What do you got?
Hey, man, I really wanted to bet on Penn State, the logic being that this is finally, if ever there was a chance for Coach Hot Sauce, you know, Franklin, to beat Ohio State, this was going to be it. And then you find out that Drew Aller, their quarterback, is not 100% with that leg injury, and he's trying to practice throwing off his other leg. How the hell are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you not? I mean, it makes no sense. It's almost like you're going to be throwing backwards. Either way, I toyed with the idea, but I said, no, I cannot touch this. And the hairless nuts may squeak one out. So I'm going to go with the dogs. You know, sometimes it's staring you right in the face. Georgia minus 14.5. Yeah, Florida might get some points on this. I almost like the over on that, but I got that for another game. Going to take the dogs to cover that 14.5. I think beating Texas was a big, big moment for Kirby. And Kirby always communicates how big this game is, especially these guys know it. Kirby was a star in this game back in the day, so Georgia is going to crush the Gators. As far as the pros, got the Falcons minus 3. See, Carl, I know you were goading me. You goaded me.
Yes, I
did. So, yes, I mean, if you've been listening all week, we had, was it Mike Fisher was on with us?
Yep.
Fish was talking about all the things they got deficiencies in. Then Bobby Belt comes on from Dallas, says the same thing. Look, I still think the Cowboys are going to score some points, and that's why I'm taking the over, 51.5. It got up to 52 for a minute, but it's back to 51.5. I locked it in, but I didn't need to because it's the same number. But I think it's going to be a lot of points. I think the Cowboys are going to get 3 touchdowns because our pass rush, you know, I hope it materializes, but I still think Dak has got to have a bounce back. He can't be this bad, Carl, 3-4 weeks in a row.
I agree. I mean, I think he has to be extremely special for the Cowboys to have a chance to win this game. And what I mean by that is, number one, no turnovers. Mm. Number two, he has to literally deliver the football in places where his guys are able to make plays and only his guys and might kind of carry the team with his throwing ability. And right. And he's not been able to show that he's been able to do that. But I'm with you. I don't expect him to play terrible. I know that Bobby said he just has been bad this year. But I'm with you. I think they score points. I just feel really good about our opportunity
now,
to win this
Chris,
game.
Chris, I just started screaming cities out. I just went, Chicago, apparently, when I was in Tampa Bay last year.
Bears.
Yeah. Okay. And then your final pick was Mizzou plus 17.5.
Oh, God. They didn't score a point.
No, they didn't.
No, that's tequila for you. You kids stay away from that stuff.
It's dangerous, man. It's a game changer. All right. Mike, and by the way, we pick against the spread. For those of you who are new to the show, we pick 3 games. It could be over-under. It could be 2 college, 3 college, 2 pro, 1 college. It doesn't matter. That's how this works. All right. Oren, what do you got?
All right. We'll start with the college ranks here. Give me Army minus 21.5 versus Air Force.
Oh, you're jumping on that Army bandwagon, huh?
Yeah, have you seen the helmets the Army guys are wearing?
I have not, but I'm sure they're pretty
the
awesome.
Carl, the cadet, they're wearing these black with a silver, like, skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's Special Forces or Delta, whatever it is, it's badass. And they hate it. The service academies despise Air Force. They feel they've got lower standards than the Naval Academy and West Point.
Of course, yes.
And they feel they take in, like, mercenaries and for the pro. Either way, they want to destroy Air Force. I love the pick.
Yeah, so Carl rode the service academies before, so I'm going to ride that pick too. Switching to the pros, I kind of believe in Cleveland. So give me the Browns plus the 1.5 versus
You know,
the
white boy up the road, the white boy, Eminem.
That white boy from Detroit.
You know, by the way,
got him doing things.
Somebody is going through all of the old tweets now and other comments, and the one that just got brought back is when Jameis got his LASIK surgery. He goes, damn, Bruce Arians is white?
Never knew.
He's so damn silly, man. He is silly. I mean, to your point, I believe I get why guys would buy into him, but man, he says some crazy stuff.
He
but
does.
Hey, he's fun and entertaining, right?
He is, and I look forward to his pregame and postgame speeches on Sunday and after that win the Browns have. And then here's a fun fact I found, guys. Did you know the under is 7-1 in the last 8 Saints versus Panthers games?
Yeah.
So give me the Saints and Panthers under at 43.5.
Makes perfect sense.
Wow. Okay.
Because neither team scores a lot.
Neither one team scores.
Yeah.
So yeah, 7-1 the last 8. The under is hit that game. So yeah, give me the under 43.5 in that game.
Very nice. All right, guys. It is our pick segment. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You'll hear from Brian McFadden coming up as we talk about the Falcons and go around the NFL coming up in less than 10 minutes. Also, Falcon Report. And you'll hear from our quarterback in the 5 o'clock hour as the quarterback report with Dave Archer as we get ready for the Cowboys. All right, Chris Turtle, what do you got this week?
Did you know that the Arkansas Razorbacks scored 58 points last weekend in a win versus Miss State?
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it again this weekend, I'll tell you that right now. So I am taking Ole Miss minus 7.5 at Arkansas. Suey comes back down to earth, and Jackson Dart throws for 3 or 4 touchdowns. Right. Give me the Commies, the Commanders, minus 4 at the New York Giants. Giants stink. Washington's really good. Pretty simple there. Take a bit of a gamble with my third pick. Give me Denver to cover the 10.
I'm on it.
At Baltimore.
That's a big number, too, yeah.
It's a huge number. Denver's defense is
good.
Really good.
Oh, Knicks
and
playing well.
Baltimore has been shown that they can have a slip-up or two in the course of a season. So
Bo Nix, offensive rookie of the week.
Yeah, and give me Denver plus the 10.
Yeah, I'm on that, too. You can mark me down, Turtle, and that's where I will start. This is a very fascinating situation. First of all, Lamar missed a couple of days of practice this week. He's back. He says he's ready to play. But I don't think people around the league are talking enough about how good this Denver defense is. And it's going to keep them in the game. It's going to be a lower-scoring game than you expect. And I don't expect that the Ravens, even if they win by 10 or more, I'm with you on this, and I think this is going to be one of the better games of the weekend, to be quite honest with you. I don't think Denver wins, but they could because of the way that their defense is balling out. They have, Mike, legitimately five or six guys that gets after the quarterback. Five or six, not one. So we'll see how that plays out. On the college ranks, guys, I'm going Oregon. I know it's hard to believe that they're really that good at number one, but let me tell you something. They're going into the big house. They are averaging over 300 yards passing the ball. Michigan is not good at stopping the pass. They're not good at stopping the run. The main thing is Oregon scoring 35 a game, and Michigan's only scoring about 21. This is going to be a double-digit win for Oregon, and they, in my opinion, will remain number one when the new college football rankings come out, unless something happens with the committee where they just want to throw a wrench in the things because we still have so many interesting games in front of us. And then I am going to go back to college, and Mike, I'm with you. The Penn State game, I kept thinking about this, and Penn State's defense could keep them in this game. It's close. It's only a three-point spread, guys. I think everybody thinks this is going to be a lot closer because they're at home. The quarterback situation is a big deal. But Ohio State's offense is better, and that's where they have the edge. And if late in this game they need it, I think they can go down and score. But I am going to ride with the team that I rode with last week because I, after watching them, now I've seen them three times, Indiana's going to beat Michigan State. And they're going to beat them by seven or more. I think it's 7.5. Turtle, write it down. Indiana keeps this ride rolling. Everybody keeps saying this is a spot. They're going to screw up at some point. I don't think this is the game in which they screw up. When you look at their schedule, they remain undefeated, and we kept talking about this. Mike and I saying, who's going to be that undefeated team that everybody goes, all right, they deserve a chance, even though they were a team on the outside looking in. They play Michigan at Michigan this weekend, Michigan State, should I say. They get Michigan at home, and then at Ohio State, Mike, on the 23rd of November. That is the game I think Indiana falters in. They get their one loss, and then we'll see how the rest of the Big Ten looks. But I'm taking Indiana again this weekend.
Scoring a lot of points. You know, I think it's good bets. And by the way, the Oregon thing too, because Michigan just can't, and especially if that gets to become like a 10-point or a 14-point game, it's over because Michigan just can't keep up.
Nope,
and I'm with you with Michigan State. It's the same argument against Indiana.
Yeah, man. And you know, the Oregon thing, look, I think dog fans – I said this a few weeks back. I'd love to see Oregon and Georgia in the national championship with Dan Lanning and all those storylines with Kirby and all of that stuff. But this is a different Dan Lanning team.
Right. Like, he's not going to – everybody expects him to slip on the banana peel, the big house. Texas went in there and smacked those guys around. And I think Oregon, with the speed and the athleticism, maybe he's finally over that hump, right? Ohio State win was that maybe, you know, because his record was what? Going into that, I think he was 7-5 against top 25 teams before they beat the Buckeyes.
One other thing I want to bring up, guys, real quick. Clemson has played unbelievable. They get Louisville this weekend. We saw Louisville play, you know, Miami, Mike. That was a crazy game. Clemson 6-1. This is one of those weird spots, and it's a 10.5-point spread. Mike, I think Clemson wins. I don't know if they cover that. But
Louisville's got to play clean. The problem for them is they got some big mistakes in the Notre Dame game, big mistakes. They really could have hung with Miami. They dug such a hole that they had to come back and almost pulled it out. But they got to stop, cut down on those mistakes, the turnovers, the penalties.
We'll see. That's another just very interesting game in college football. Guys, those are the picks. We picked three games. We'll see how things shake out. Coming up, Brian McFadden, our conversation with him about the Falcons and more around the NFL next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to talk some football with our man, Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, host of the podcast All Things Covered, CBS NFL analyst, and BMAC. Mike and I were just talking about this Jets matchup last night. And for whatever reason now, at 3-6, some people are saying, all right, oh, this is going to be the spark. They're going to make the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Give me your opinions on what you saw last night. And obviously everyone's talking about the catch. You played corner. I mean, you seen anything like that?
The closest thing I've seen to what Garrett Wilson did last night is probably OBJ. Years ago when he was with the Giants, of course, the infamous, famous one-handed catch against the Dallas Cowboys. Oddly enough, in the same field, but the opposite end zone. I think that's the closest that I've seen, guys, based on wide receivers coming up with these entertaining one-hand-like catches. What Garrett Wilson did was similar to what OBJ did.
Hey, you got to figure something out for me, man. And, Brian, you're way younger than me. What's with these young kids and dropping the ball before the goal line? You know, it started with DeSean Jackson back in the day. Malachi Corley, who out of Western Kentucky gets his chance? And for Jets fans, it was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. What is the cachet or the coolness of dropping the ball right before the goal line?
I think it's more about emotions. Mike and Carl. I think it's more about emotions. For him, that was his second rush in the National Football League. And if you have followed his career thus far, he hasn't played a lot, right? You know, he had a really good career coming out of college, Western Kentucky. But so far in the professional league, he hasn't been out there. So he got an opportunity to get his number called. Outside of that, he actually had a shot to have a defining play in the first half. So I think his emotions got the most of him. But then also, too, I'd like to highlight something. I know we can criticize the player, and that's deserving. But what about the coaching? Because the little things, that's what makes a great coaching staff. They harp on the little things before they become a bigger issue. And one thing I didn't like what I witnessed when I watched that game last night, guys, is when that happened, I didn't see one coach come approach him and not necessarily scold him, but get on his case. All I saw was players patting him on the back of the helmet, patting him on the shoulder pad. When I played, the coaches that I played with, especially if you're a rookie, if you make that type of mistake, they're going to curse you out. And I'm not saying that needed to be done last night, but it's all about, you know, upholding the standard and making sure that you're accountable and you're doing what you need to do, because if you don't do it, we're going to find somebody else to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. Bryant McFadden joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How about them Cowboys? Bryant, they come into town this Sunday. They're struggling. We went to Tampa, handled business in a game that ended up being a lot closer than it should have been. But at the end of the day, you got to feel good about what you're seeing offensively with the Falcons. What's your take on the Cowboys right now, and what do you expect on Sunday?
They're a desperate team. They are a desperate team. I highlighted this matchup as we get ready for Sunday solely because of the Cowboys. They have no room for error, right? The Falcons, they have a little wiggle room when you look at what's going on in the division, but of course you want to win this ball game. For the Dallas Cowboys, you have to win this ball game. You're 3-4. You play Atlanta. If you lose to Atlanta Sunday, your next three games consist of Philly, Houston, Washington. Philly, Houston, Washington. There's a likelihood if you don't win Sunday, you could get through that three-game stretch and you're 3-8. And if that's the case, your season is over. So for Atlanta, they have to understand they're playing against a very, very desperate team. They need to win by any means. You have to start fast, because if you look at the Cowboys and their losses, what the same common theme, slow starts by the Dallas Cowboys, fast starts by the opposing team. That's what Atlanta has to do at home. Get off to a fast start, because the last time the Falcons played at home, guys, they got off to an atrocious start against the Seattle Seahawks. And that was one of the more bigger upsets that week. So for Atlanta, playing against a team that has a lot going on in the wrong direction, get off to a fast start, because they're going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at the Falcons to try to win this ball game.
It's our man, Bryant McFadden, guys. He's a two-time Super Bowl-winning corner. And as such, how about the job that we saw from our secondary? Jesse Bates, we're used to seeing him ball hawking down in Tampa. But how about A.J. Terrell? I thought, one of his top performances as a Falcon, diving interception, playing physical, just really looks like he's earning that paycheck.
Oh, no question, man. One thing I know about, you know, interceptions, you know, listening to a lot of great defensive backs, they come in bunches and they become contagious. It can spread through your locker room like COVID, right? Getting picks. And Jesse Bates has been a turnover machine since becoming an Atlanta Falcon. And now we're starting to see that same habit trickulate throughout the entire secondary. And I know you guys have been waiting to see A.J. Terrell create turnovers. Throughout his career in Atlanta, he's been a really, really good cornerback, a guy that can follow opposing wide receiver ones and do a great job against them. The only knock one would say about A.J., his inability to get the ball. Now he is getting the football, and that is very, very important, because when you look at what this team can do for Atlanta, especially on the defensive side, they're not really sacking quarterbacks, but they're creating turnovers still. That's a big-time plus, because eventually the sacks will come, especially when you got guys that can take the football away in the back end. So those two guys are like Batman and Robin in the secondary, and they've done a real good job.
I'm assuming, B-Mac, that you didn't have to worry about pass rush all those years in Pittsburgh. You didn't have to worry about sacks. Guess what? We're worried about it, and we're not getting enough of them. How much does that affect the back end? Because everybody's like, oh, our guys can cover for 8 seconds. B, come on. I mean, it doesn't happen like that.
It doesn't, but I can tell you this much. In watching Atlanta play, it's not affecting the secondary at all. And I love that, because now we see a group that's together. because you guys know how it is. If one group is not doing their job, the other group might start to feel some type of way, which could create some type of turmoil or toxic in the locker room, right? And it seems like everyone on that defense, all three levels, they support each other. And it's about being patient. It's about being patient. The sack's going to come. You can think about this, guys. In the first month of the season, most Atlanta fans are like, why can't we run the football? What's going on with Bijan Robinson? Why can't he run the football? Now they're not asking that question anymore because the offense has solidified the running game and our running backs are running the football well. Remember, this is a new scheme. Sometimes it takes a little time. But the one luxury the Falcons have, they haven't really been sacking the quarterback, but they're winning games. They're sitting atop of the division. That's a plus.
It is Brian McFadden with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Catch his podcast, man. It's always entertaining. We got, like, a few days left. Ironically, it's a big day in politics, and it's a big day in the NFL. I know we're still waiting. Are you surprised the Lions haven't found, or do you think it's going to come in the 11th hour to find someone to beef up the pass rush just like we are? And they're looking to somebody to replace Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, I think they're trying to do their due diligence, and they also, too, trying to see exactly what they have with the guys in store. In the locker room. I think that's one thing that they're really trying to assess because you don't want to make a premature move where you give up quality resources to get a proven guy. But I can tell you this much. The game between Detroit and Green Bay is a very, very important game, one of the bigger games of the slate for the NFL. If Jordan Love and that Green Bay offense have success, they don't sack Jordan Love, who's definitely hampered with a groin injury, that might force Brad Holmes to make a move immediately. In my opinion. But I think right now they're just kind of weathering the storm because if you look at the Detroit Lions, they don't need to go get a massive name to really improve their chances to get to a Super Bowl. They just need to get a serviceable guy with experience because everything else they have in that defense is already there.
You believe what you saw last week with the Browns and Jameis Winston? They beat the Ravens. Is this what they needed, a guy that was willing and able to push the ball down the field? Because we know Deshaun Watson wasn't.
Oh, no question, I believe. I believe. I'm like Jameis. I got unwavering faith. I believe. No question. And the reason why I believe is this, guys. The Cleveland Browns was a bad team record-wise, but they have talent on the roster. It wasn't like that cupboard is bare. The Cleveland Browns, they're not like the New England Patriots where they don't have talent. The Patriots don't have talent. What you see from the Patriots record-wise is what you expect because they don't have talent. The Browns, they got talent. Got a top edge rusher in Myles Garrett. Got Za'Darius Smith, another great edge rusher. Denzel Ward in the back end. Grant Delpit in the back end. You look at some of the offensive linemen that are now healthy. And then Chubb coming back. David Njoku, a really good tight end. They have talent. The morale just wasn't there. And the one thing about Jameis, every stop he's been, people, his teammates have always raved about his ability to be a great teammate, and they love him, and they respect him. That's why we instantly saw a change in production when he jumped into the lineup because the team really, really rocks with him. They really love him. Think about it, guys. You two been working together for a long, long time. Y'all love each other. Y'all will work. Y'all will be there for each other. That's why your show is successful because the environment that you guys are working in is nothing but positive energy circulating in the studio. When Jameis took, how many times have you seen a backup quarterback that is not supposed to play? He is the guy that gathers the troops together before they go on the football field and give the final speech.
Right.
You don't see that.
Right.
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 Kirk Cousins is the guy who gets guys together for the Falcons. You don't see backup quarterbacks having that role, and the team is okay with them having that role. That told all of us a lot before we started to see some of the bad ball that they were putting on display.
Hey, Brian, before we cut you loose, kind of bounce around the league. I mean, it's so strange. We talked about the Jets earlier. They had to win a game, and they did. They showed you in the second half they got a lot of guys that can, you know, pretty good. Cincinnati still missing T. Higgins. You know, it's still too much. It seems to me there's still a lot of talent. And you got Joe Burrow. I can't believe they're going to – they lose to Vegas, season's over, right, for Cincinnati?
Oh, no question. Yeah. That's a must-win for Cincinnati. They have no room for error. They got to try to find a way to win. Their division is pretty sticky when you look at what Baltimore and Pittsburgh is doing. But Cincinnati, they have no room for error, and they got to beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Has Philadelphia figured things out?
Oh, no question. Philadelphia has figured it out. Think about it. I talked about talent. Philly has talent, right? And the most, I guess, intriguing thing about what Philly is doing now their defense is playing really, really good football as well. We know their offense can score. We know they can score, run the football with Saquon. We just had concerns about their defense because last year, the second half of the season, they really dropped the ball. Now, all of those Bulldogs they drafted are living up to the billing along with some other guys on the defensive side, so that's a big-time plus.
Brian McFadden, it is always a pleasure, man, to talk with you and chop it up and look ahead to another great weekend of NFL football. And make sure you follow him, guys, and check out the podcast. B, thanks for being here, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Always great, man. Catch up with our man. Check out his podcast with Patrick Peterson, man. It is money. Hey, man, big 5 o'clock hour. Falcon Report's on the way. Carl is this close to guaranteeing a victory on Sunday. Trying to talk him off the ledge on that. Plus, Dave Archer catch up with Kirk Cousins and the road to the college football championship all on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.